it's an entire rewrite of our plan. We've noticed over the kind of recent years that there's development that wants to happen and is coming to unincorporated Lake County. And sometimes the zoning ordinances we have in our plan don't quite jive with some of that development. And we're looking to update it and to do that. And I think and Commissioner Tippy has actually gone through this process in Schererville. He's been great to work with on. And so we want to make sure the public has a lot of input, and that's really the focus of what we're doing. We want to make sure that any changes we make to the comprehensive plan and eventually our zoning ordinances have a lot of public input.
Within the boundaries of Lake County, how much of the county property is in unincorporated parts of it? Because we have a lot of communities. We have probably more communities in this county than any other county in Indiana, and so that takes up a lot of space physically, sure. But there is space out there that isn't part of a town or a city.
That's right. And the exact number on that, I'm not quite sure, Commissioner.
I'm looking at a map over on my wall here, and it looks to be a little bit more than 50% of the actual land is unincorporated.
Now, is most of that in the, say, the south part of the county?
Yeah, I would say 90% of it is south of Route 30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But still, just the same, that's still property, and even north of, we'll say north of U.S. 30, which people tend to kind of be the dividing line, that is still a lot of small pockets, or relatively small pockets of property out there, and I'm sure that probably not all of the proper or best uses of all that land has ever been determined within what you're working with now, Bill.
Well, that's exactly right, and there's a lot of unincorporated Cal Township property. There's some in Hobart Township as well. That's all going to be part of this plan, and we ask anybody in those areas or around, anyone in the county, really, who's interested in the future of development in Lake County to come out to the public meetings and to give us your input online as well. We will be having one of our public meetings in Cal Township as well. So.
Okay. Jerry, we set up the mechanism to get this new comprehensive land use plan for the unincorporated parts of Lake County started. You have a little timetable. You have a certain procedure that you also have to follow, too. What's that procedure?
Yeah, that's correct. We're going to hold four public meetings for input and to educate the residents. We're actually going to have a fifth meeting. Our second meeting is going to be held one in Lowell and one in Calumet Township, mm-hmm. So that we people have the ability to come to either one of those meetings. As we get to the third and fourth meetings, a draft plan will be presented to the community for comment, and then finally there will be approvals by the county council, county commissioners, and so forth.
Mm-hmm. How much work has been done up to this point, Bill, on getting things together so that you have at least a framework of what you, not only what you have as far as the plan's concerned, but what you hope that you can get people to talk about?
Sure. So, honestly, a lot of the work up front was getting the RFP together to figure out what exactly we wanted, what we could afford with our budget as far as a consultant and to picking the correct consultant for the job. And I think we have done a great job with that. And now really we're kind of in the preliminary stages where we're looking at, kind of where we're at as a county, where we're going, where the development is happening, and how best to kind of prepare for that and plan.
And Arsh Group, I understand, is the consultant, and they're very experienced in handling matters like this, I understand.
That's right. They've done a few comprehensive plans and a lot of other work locally. They're a local team, so they have a good flavor of kind of what's going on locally, so it's a good thing.
Okay. From your standpoint, Bill, as the county surveyor, you get to work with people that have questions about property, property owners coming in wanting you to do certain things with their property, and they have to come in to consult with you and your staff to find out, first off, what they can do with the land based on what the plan is like. And then probably some people are probably a little frustrated about the way that things are set up, and they'd like to see some changes, too, I would imagine.
That's true. That's right. And I think a lot of this is responding to some of those issues and those concerns that people have had about you know, hey, you know, I want to do this, maybe this development, but there's nothing in your ordinance that allows me to do it, or it has to be done a different way. So we want to make sure that we're you know, open for business as Lake, you know, as Lake County for businesses that want to come in, and that we're being smart about how you know, residential development happens as well.
If you can, and without naming names, if you wish, give us an example or two of where people have come in where they've wanted to have some changes made on property, and the current zoning, or certainly the current land use plan, doesn't suit their needs, or doesn't make them happy, for that matter.
Sure. So, one example in general, I guess speaking in generalities, because some of it isn't always public on the specifics, but you know, the area around Route 2 and 65, I think there are some companies that would like to develop and you know, bring local jobs in, and both for construction and ongoing jobs. And we want to make sure that, you know, before a lot, some of those decisions are made on those large scale plans, that we are engaging with the public, and that we you know, take everybody's concerns into consideration.
Do you find also in some of the land corridors, say along US 41 in South Lake County, that's kind of the same situation, that you have developers that would like to do things out there? They have lots of wide open spaces south of Cedar Lake, and before you get down to Highway 2 to get to Lowell, that they'd like to do, but maybe that the land use isn't to their liking, or what they can do with it?
Yes, that's part of the process. The Route 41 corridor will be analyzed for potential areas of targeted development. I don't know that the entire corridor is going to be prime for development in this plan, but specific areas such as the Route 2 intersection,
right,
will definitely be looked at.
So you've got certain areas that are close to where people live and where other businesses are, that you can want to take advantage of that as well, too, I assume. We've talked about the need to be able to properly set forth land use, and you're working with a plan now that's 25 years old. How old do comprehensive land plans usually live their life before they have to be worked on like this?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. I think definitely 25 years is a good time to do a new one. I know that for sure. I, you know, anything short of that, I suppose, would be up to the individual community kind of to decide. But I'd also point out that, you know, I guess from my personal perspective, being on sitting on NERPC as well, you know, my preference overall as a region would be to kind of, you know, reinvest in our existing communities and do development where it most makes sense. But a lot of times, you know, there are companies and other entities want to do something in unincorporated areas, so that's a good thing too. But I think, you know, my first preference would be to, you know, keep the development, you know, and reinvest in where it is.
I suppose if you've got companies that want to put in a new industry or larger businesses, they need more space.
Sure.
They have to specifically look for property to work with. Mm-hmm. That's probably where I'm sure that need comes in handy. But I would imagine too, you have these smaller pockets, I suppose you could say, of land in the north half of the county, we'll say, that still up there exists, that there are probably some proper uses that should be given to that land.
Sure. And that's kind of generally the way I lean personally. But, again, that's why we're doing this comprehensive plan, is to take everyone's sort of, you know, input and make sure that we're listening to everyone.
Jerry, do you, as a county commissioner, get a lot of questions, a lot of concerns, and maybe some criticism as well with the way that the current comprehensive land plan is here in Lake County? And that kind of helps bring along the idea that we need to do a completely new plan to make things fresh.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the major components, and Bill touched on it, is to try to direct the development into the areas that fit with modern planning. Mm-hmm. So what we want to do is encourage development around the existing cities and towns, and get the feel for those border towns. Yeah, they'll be included in the process so that we can start communication with them and hopefully encourage development in those areas.
Now, you mentioned there will be a series of public meetings to talk about what is up there now as far as the comprehensive land use plan is concerned in the unincorporated areas of Lake County. First public meeting is coming up very soon, I understand, and give us an idea of what kind of structure that meeting is going to have.
First meeting is going to be the 24th, October 24th, 6 o'clock, right here in the Government Center. So it's going to be really, again, kind of just kind of explaining kind of where we're at as a county, where we'd like to go, explaining what the comprehensive plan is and what it does, And then really getting a lot of public input. That's really the goal, is to see, you know, as a county, where we want to go and how we plan for that. So that's kind of the goal. So we'd ask everybody, if you're available, to come out. If you're not, to go on the website. It's lakecountyplan.org is the website. To give your input, to learn about what we're doing, and to be involved.
And this is a new and specifically designed website so that people can get to it easily. They don't have to navigate any of the sites. They can put the address in, and they'll find out all the information that's up there now for the public to learn about what's done so far and how they can fit into the process, I suppose.
That's right. And we want to be as transparent as possible, put everything out there, and make sure that everybody feels included. And I'd also add to the discussion about the development, as we're going through it, we're also very cognizant and aware of the agricultural community in Lake County, especially in the unincorporated area, and the need to maintain that as well. So it's a multi-pronged approach.
Well, you probably deal with that a lot more than most people do with your job as county surveyor, and as you say, you have to work up with people that have a lot of agriculturally zoned land or land that is certainly potential agricultural zone, and they're very concerned about how their land gets used, and if you're talking family farms that have been around for decades or even 100 years plus, you want to be sure that they get treated as well as the company that wants to come in and take up land and turn it into a factory site or something like that.
That's exactly right, and a lot of the things we do, Commissioner Tippy, as a member of the Drainage Board as well, we deal with a lot of drainage issues throughout the county, all the way, from Cal Township up north, Geary, Cal Township, all the way down to the Kankakee River. So we have a good feel for a lot of that as well.
We should mention that, too. That is part of it, because you wouldn't think of it, but when you live south of U.S. 30 and you've got big expanses of land, and the drainage ditches are very, very important in that part of the county, just as, in fact, probably more so than in the north half of the county, I would imagine, Jerry.
Yes, that's correct. I mean, the higher volume of issues takes place in the south part of the county. But I wanted to mention, too, because I know when people hear the word plan, that they think that there's a, maybe a 10-step plan to changing the face of Lake County. The word guideline is probably a better word than plan. So people who come out, keep in mind that we're establishing guidelines for future development. And also to keep in mind, we have what we call key elements. So the key elements, things that we'll be discussing, if you come out to the meeting, keep these things in mind. It's community character, land use, transportation, housing, growth management, parks and recreation, community facilities, economic development, and special districts. So there's a lot to cover.
Yeah.
So if you have any interest in any of those areas, any comments you'd like to make in those areas, please bring them to one of the meetings.